Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Psalm 103, verses 11 through 14. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord shows compassion on those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. God's love is something believers need to understand and accept and apply. A.W. Tozier explains the attribute of God's love in his book, The Knowledge of the Holy. Here's what he says. God's love shows us that he is a loving father, and his word assures us that he is our friend and wants us to be his friends. Tozier says this: no man with a trace of humility would first think that he is a friend of God, but the idea did not originate with men. God himself said that Abraham was his friend, and he desires the same friendship with us. Secondly, we see love as an emotional identification. Tozier writes, "It is strange and beautiful characteristic of God that the free God has allowed his heart to be emotionally identified with men. Self-sufficient as he is, he wants our love and will not be satisfied till he gets it. Free as he is, he has let his heart be bound to us forever." What an amazing truth. God has allowed his heart to be bound to us forever. And then finally, love takes pleasure in its objects. The Lord, Tozier says, takes particular pleasure in his saints. Christ, in his atonement, has removed the bar to divine fellowship. Now in Christ, all believing souls are objects of God's delight. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. Let's talk to God about this. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for the relationship I have with you through Jesus. Thank you for being my compassionate Father. Thank you for your unconditional love and forgiveness. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.